Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WEEI Afternoons, in the midst of our 4 o'clock football hour, 781 chimes in on the text line. If May has more interceptions than touchdowns after four games, what do you do?
Panic.
Hit the panic button.
Yeah.
Bitch about it for four straight hours, 5 days a week on WEEI Afternoons. I mean, that would be a disaster.
Yeah.
Four What's the likelihood of that happening, Andy? Give me your percentage.
10%. It's very low, not just because, A, I think he's pretty good, and I don't think the schedule's that hard.
Yeah.
But also, although there is some good defense on that schedule.
I was going to say, I
he
feel
faces
like
faces Max Crosby and TJ. Doesn't he face TJ Watt?
Yeah, Pittsburgh's
too?
In that, yeah.
So the two highest paid defensive players for like 5 minutes this offseason.
Right. And Will Campbell's, that's his welcome to the NFL moment as well. I don't think this is that crazy. I think 10% is low.
Josh McDaniels will not let him throw a boatload of interceptions.
He'll
put the ball away. They'll run. They'll just run screens. They won't let him. He will castrate him.
That's also implying that he's going to throw a boatload of touchdowns, which I'm not necessarily sure that this offense is going to be capable of doing at the beginning. There's a lot of moving parts in this offense that they need to sort out.
Oh, you don't have to tell me.
I know.
I once fought Ted Johnson very, very vociferously.
Would love to watch that.
You fought Ted?
Yeah, and I won.
That's why he's not here.
Although he could be listening on the Odyssey app.
Are you out of your mind?
I would urge anybody that isn't able to listen on their car radio or at home or on their smart speaker, you can use the Odyssey app.
And the iHeart app.
And the iHeart app.
We're everywhere.
WEEI Afternoons podcast. But that would be a little bit, that would be bad. That'd be concerning. It would also potentially make for some awkward Mondays when we're doing the Drake interview.
Definitely calling
at,
in then.
Oh, yeah.
He's not sitting on the couch
if
for those.
If he's got more picks than interceptions, no chance we are sitting down together at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
No chance. But Rob Gronkowski doesn't think that's a possibility. He's got a lot of confidence, it seems. Not only is he an expatriate, he's now still an analyst. He also does the Dudes with Dudes. He's going on Good Morning Football. He's making the rounds. So Rob Gronkowski, how's he feeling about Mike Vrabel and the New England Patriots? Well, you don't have to wonder much longer. He's going to tell you.
Well, I think Mike Vrabel is doing an excellent job so far. I mean, you really can't question any of the moves that he has done.
Pause.
Jeez. My God.
You can not question it, bro.
Thank you.
I can question it. It's kind of my job. Like, I question some of the moves. I think I question whether they did enough at the wide receiver position.
Yeah, because they barely did anything at the wide receiver position.
You got Stephon Diggs. You didn't get DK Metcalf. You haven't gotten Terry McLaurin. Like, I can absolutely question things you did. Do you have enough depth or talent on the offensive line? You got Will Campbell.
Right.
What if Will Campbell stinks or Will Campbell's a guard? Who's playing left tackle?
You kind of got bargain bin offensive lineman.
Yeah. What if Morgan Moses looks like he's 34 with a bad knee? Who's playing right tackle?
Oh, you mean the things that are true about him?
Yeah.
Got it.
So you can't question it, maybe, Rob, but I can question it. Proceed.
any of the moves that he has done this year in free agency and in the draft. I think they smacked it out of the park. What we really got to see now is how Coach Vrabel can bring this team together so they can have that chemistry to go out and play together as a team and go out there and win games and possibly have a shot at making the playoffs and winning the division. And if not winning the division, at least getting a wild card so they can compete in the playoffs. That's what he has to do. He has to bring this team together because all the moves in the offseason have been done in the draft and free agency. Maybe they're going to make another splash, you know, before the trade deadline because mm-hmm. they have about $50-60 million left in spending. So they're going to maybe go out and make a trade to see, you know, to amp up a position that they need a, you know, that they need to progress at, you know, throughout the season. But other than that, he has been doing such a great job and you can't really question him yet. And you got to just see how he does once the season hits.
Man. How many times are you going to tell me you can't question him?
Goodness.
You can question him. Also, you kind of questioned him. You know, and then they can use the salary cap that they didn't spend this offseason to make the team better and go ramp up some positions they didn't ramp up enough. That sounds like a veiled shot at a question about the head coach and the GM and what they did to make the team better this offseason.
It was shrouded in optimism, but yeah, there was a little bit of pessimism even for him. And I mean, he's there are so many different pieces that he has to bring together with this organization in a relatively short amount of time. And something you've talked about too, it goes far beyond the roster because we know that there are a lot of, you know, there was over 50% roster turnover, whatever the number was that Mike Reese talked about.
Just under 50%, I think.
Okay. Bringing the coaching staff together and finding the level of communication under and with Josh McDaniels on offense so that there's not too many cooks in the kitchen. That's another factor in all of this.
But the coaching staff is better than the team. Is that fair to say?
Sure, absolutely.
Like, even if I have questions about too many cooks in the kitchen, I prefer that question to not enough talent on the field. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I'd rather have four wide receivers and be like, I don't know who's going to get the ball the most. Who's the number one? Are they going to have a problem feeding all those mouths? I'd rather have that problem than saying, does this team have any good wide receivers?
Right.
And that's where they are. Whereas coaches, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of voices in that offensive team meeting room. But that's potentially a good thing. Like, there's an upside to that, even if it comes with some stress for Josh McDaniels, managing it all, pulling it all together. So, yeah, there is no doubt this is a more talented coaching staff than it is roster. Right.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. And there's also a number of guys who have been in the Vrabel coaching tree prior. So they should have a previously established language and understanding of how they work and all the different things that are important. And Vrabel and McDaniels obviously know each other very well. As Schrager was talking about, they spent the last 12 months game planning. What are the 2025 Patriots going to look like?
Yeah.
So that's an element of it. But you're 100% right. Compared to the bringing the roster together, the coaching staff should be a non-factor.
This is a question that Ted would love if I asked it this way, but he's not here today, so you get it, Dan Ball.
All right. You know, me and him, spitting image.
What is the best thing that Mike Vrabel has done since he arrived in New England? And I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Oh. Wow. It asked in true Andy Hart fashion.
Yep.
The best thing that Mike Vrabel has done since getting...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun
and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To New England. I mean, he's done a lot. Is it hire Josh McDaniels?
No, that's really good. That's a good answer. That might be my answer.
Yeah.
It's a good answer. Coaching staff, putting it together.
Yeah.
That could be the answer. Taking the obvious guy at left tackle at four might be an answer. Stiz, do you have an option?
What about just changing the culture?
Okay.
I know that's a little more abstract and not as, you know, tangible, but I do feel like the culture is different now.
It is, and you're close to getting what I believe is the real answer. Because there is something that bothered me mightily about the Gerard Mayo error here in New England.
Oh, he said nothing.
Nope. That's different. Nope.
Hasn't said anything walkbackable.
Gerard Mayo put up a mural at Gillette Stadium with a North Star and a picture of himself, and Robin Glazer was involved with it. That whole thing.
So bizarre.
You know what Mike Vrabel officially did last week?
Tell me he took it down.
The mural is gone. I have been told that stupid mural, that was a bad idea from day one.
Playoffs are on the table.
That mural was symbolic not of the positive future of the Patriots, but the debacle that they were living through last season.
Yeah.
I was told that the mural is gone.
Jeez.
So it is now Mike Vrabel is full speed ahead. And Mike, don't put up a mural of yourself or anything like that. Just, I don't know, paint the wall white.
Yeah.
Put like a Patriots logo on it.
Yeah, nice asylum white. Yeah.
Whatever.
That seems to be
something
perfect.
Historic. If you want to do something history related, I don't know, a picture of the old Foxborough Stadium, whatever. But you did the most important thing. You covered that mural up because I think that bothered me more, A, than almost anyone else.
Yeah.
And maybe B, more than it should have. But I hated that mural from the first day I heard. I couldn't believe it was being offered up and promoted as a good thing or a good idea.
Yeah, that's a weird move.
And now freaking,
a PR win.
And now everybody's using it. Brad Stevens has been referencing it, right? His North Star. North Star around here. Stop it with your North Stars because that makes me think of Gerard Mayo. You have a championship. You were a good coach. You're a good president. Stop saying things about the worst regime that's come through here in a while in New England.
Well, North Star is a common sports refrain. Just leave it to Gerard Mayo to somehow screw up what is one of the easiest metaphors you can use in sports.
He ruined it.
Man.
And certainly ruined it by putting a mural of himself on the wall at Gillette Stadium. So
Has a Boston, was this worse than Bobby Valentine's 1 year in Boston, now that we learn more about the 1 year Gerard Mayo experience?
I don't know. That was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad. Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
This one was years in the making and was kind of predetermined where it seemed like I don't know what the thought process
was
behind Bobby Valentine.
Okay, so that is a great point. That is why this is worse.
Yeah.
This was sort of a plan. That was a scramble,
it
felt like.
The absence of a plan.
That was like the Knicks in a way that scrambled after they screwed up the head coach that they just should have kept, and Thibodeau, who the players hated, whatever went down there.
Yeah.
But they had this plan. Like, Gerard Mayo was the guy. Gerard Mayo knew he was the guy. Gerard Mayo should have been ready to hit the ground running with coaching staff and culture and whatever.
Not murals. Or better murals.
Or better murals. If it included murals, just have better murals. So that was an absolute debacle. That whole mural was just, to me, symbolic of everything that was wrong with that 1 year. And the one person I give credit for, the one person who kind of screwed it up by hiring him, also realized he had to fix it very quickly.
Yeah.
So Robert Kraft, you made the mistake, but we all make mistakes. The first thing you got to do is stop digging to get out of a hole. You stopped digging very quickly. You buried Gerard Mayo and you moved on with Mike Vrabel. So I give you credit for that.
I mean, I remember the conversation because this was when I first got here was, I think the expectation was he would get another season just for the fact that there wouldn't be the admittance that, oh my God, we screwed this up beyond repair. We have to get rid of him. I feel like the common refrain up until that last win against the Bill, or even let's say up until the bye. Yep. Was, he's going to get another shot.
Yeah, I think he thought he was going to get another shot until he found out. Now, when he found out, stories I've heard, did he find out the day before? And that's played a role and how everything played. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I think for the bulk of the season, and then you have some of the reporting from Callahan and others that they started to realize there wasn't a three-year plan. They might have been coaching for their jobs, but it was a debacle. Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Ed in Maine wants to chime in on Mayo versus Valentine. What's up, Ed?
How you doing? Great show, guys. I definitely think the Valentine era was better simply because Mayo left us with somehow he was able to lose the number one draft pick. So, I mean, that could leave a mark for 3 to 5 years.
Yep.
I mean, that's terrible, but keep it up, guys. Good.
All right, thanks, Ed. Thanks for the call. Quick trigger figure from Stiz. Behind the scenes here, usually I'm the one you blame if you cut somebody off, but if somebody gets cut off today, my mouse isn't working, there's something going on with the call screener, so Stiz is bringing calls up and down. So you get cut off, text line, you get angry at somebody for dropping you too quick, whatever it is, that's Stiz. But he's right. There are lasting effects of you could have had Travis Hunter, like whatever you wanted to do, whatever you would have done, or just traded that first pick for a boatload, which would have paid dividends down the road, future first-round picks. I think people have already sort of forgotten that, which is weird. Another great job by Mike Vrabel. Because with lesser turnover and hope in the offseason, we might still be bitching about that and lamenting that.
Yeah.
So he has done a nice job, not just changing the internal culture.
Yeah.
But also the external culture around here.
It's a great point. I mean, up until the Red Sox winning 10 games in a row and becoming relevant once again, our entire conversation was, oh, thank God the Patriots are about to start training camp because I am sick and tired of talking about the other three teams in Boston sports. Imagine telling yourself that in February after you just acquired Crochet and after you just signed Bregman and then after the Celtics looked like they were poised for another run for another title, you know, Bruins notwithstanding. But to say that the Patriots had the most optimism around them just months removed from that debacle, that's pretty damn well done.
Coming up, we need to touch on something big that happened last night at Gillette Stadium, but it has nothing to do with the Patriots or the Revs. It's about Coldplay. I utilized it in my three-point stance, but we got to dig a little deeper here. When you're going to go on a date, the last place you want to end up is a Jumbotron. But, well, things happen in life. It comes at you fast. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.